Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It is the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Now presented by 70% Complete, the website and YouTube channel. Fun. Today's point. What are we talking about today? I've begun playing games from 2026. It has been slow rolling. I've kind of talked about it a little bit recently in the backlog episode, but I've played my next 2026 video game. It is called Mio: Memories in Orbit, which is a game that I feel like kind of came and went when it came out in February, maybe early March. Folks talked about it a little bit, and then it kind of immediately disappeared, which I think is kind of a bummer. I've been playing it for about 4 or 5 hours now, and I like super like it. It's really fun. It's another one of these kind of difficult-ish platformers. I don't know if I'd call it like a Souls-like. It's not really that. It's like a trickier, like a combat platformer. The Metroidvania adjacent, I guess. There are abilities that you unlock and you can traverse the world in a different way now. But it is just like so stylish and cool. I really like it. They have a really unique world going on in there. There's a whole thing about like you are robots and there are capital T travelers who no longer exist. And you find relics of their time, like a bag of marbles. It's, you know, hey, you are the robots running the spaceship that's supposed to find humans a new salvation, and the humans are all gone. So what happened? Who knows? Also, the robots are corrupted. Uh-oh. It's got this really cool kind of bio-organic robot design to some of this stuff, and it just kind of feels good to zip around that world. I have the minorest of quibbles, and I think it is simply because I've just come off of playing Metroid Dread, but there is no slide, which sucks. I want there to be a slide. There is like a sluggishness to moving about that world when there isn't kind of like a, at least where I am right now, there's not a slide, and not even the dash kind of lets you zip across the space. The dash kind of makes you phase out of existence, which is interesting. I played a couple of boss battles. I think I've defeated 4 or 5 bosses now. And they're like pretty good. They're like your classic, like recognize the patterns and then whoops, there's a second phase. Now learn those. And for the most part, they've been enjoyable and fun times. And really, like, the thing, my big point today is there is a specific thing in the assists that I have turned on because, as we know, I am a baby mode gamer, and I will receive no disrespect for that because I'm out and proud about it. So one of the assists that you can turn on is, what's it called? I don't remember what the actual language is. But it is basically that it weakens, like bosses remember you. They will be weakened if you lose to them, which is an interesting way of putting it. And as most of these esoteric Souls-likes go, it is not clear what that means, which can kind of be a little frustrating. As I kind of bash my head up against a couple of them and realize that it wasn't working the way that I thought it was, which is, I thought that it would basically start you at the phase you were at when you died, or at the like health level they were at, which is not true. I think what it mostly means, as far as I can tell, is that either the health is going down marginally, or it just, like, you start the boss battle and they're already at 3/4 health or something. It's really hard to tell. Also, I've been turning on and off the little chip memory inset thing that you can do that displays enemy health, just to like try out some other powers, which has been fun. It's another cool system. I haven't played Silksong at all. It sounds like it is a version of their Crest system, but it's just here are all the points and just plug in the things that you want, which seems perhaps better than the Crest system. But yeah, so I've been kind of bashing my head up against a couple of bosses and finished it. But here's the thing. I don't really know how the boss's weakened, like, boss atrophy assist works. The only actual indicator that you get that it is doing anything is that when you die to a boss, or I guess when you start a boss for the second time, they do not have full health, which is, you know, hey, look, it's working. But the other indicator is that when you die to a boss, there is a, like, 1 second long splash screen that pops up after you die that says boss has been weakened. And this is the thing I want to talk about for today's episode, because I think that it's kind of genius. I think that it's, like, a pretty well-known thing, the, like, you have died, souls end thing. You know, we see that all over the place now. It's kind of just, like, a normal thing in semi-difficult games that, like, we will splash. Like, instead of saying game over, because, you know, this isn't an arcade game anymore, the game will say you have died to, like, indicate user status of, like, hey, you died. Sorry. Move on. Next part of the game, please. And, like, I think it's kind of weird how that has become just, like, the next paradigm for this. Because, and I didn't really think about this until playing Mio, but the end screen, when you have that assist on, when you don't have the assist on, you just kind of go back. It's, like, black screen. You spawn really quickly back at the next attune point, which is also really cool. I love how snappy that is. That is a thing that really bummed me out about Metroid Dread with how slow it was. But when you have the assist on, it says the boss has been weakened. And I love that. Because for a couple of reasons. One, it, like, tells you that the assist is working, which is great. It also, instead of saying you died, fuck you, start over, it gives you a sense of, like, hey, like, you failed, but there is still momentum here. Like, you are still progressing. You are still making progress through this game, even though this current iteration has failed. There's another part of this that I also love, that instead of having to do corpse runs for your dropped currency, like you do in almost every one of these games, it just goes away. It disappears. You lose it. It's gone. Like, if it wasn't crystallized, if you didn't turn it into orbs, it's gone forever. But it goes back to the starting area where you start. So as the, like, your main hub until you unlock other fast travel points has a giant pool in it, and the, I think it's called Nacre is what it's called, the resource that you lose when you die slowly fills up that pool. So again, like, we're seeing, you know, the take on the soul genre here is that, you know, you have the currency goes away when you die, you can't use it anymore. But there's still progress. There's still momentum here. Like, every death that you have, because you will die in this game, is going into this giant pool that is then progressing a story, is progressing something. I still don't know what it is yet, but it's still going. And I feel the same way about the boss's weakened thing, where you're playing through the game, you're hitting your head up against these boss battles, you die, it flashes the screen that says the boss has been weakened, and I've noticed as I'm playing the game, that has given me more of the, oh, one more turn. Like, okay, let me just try one more time. I think I understood this, like, part of this, you know, this boss phase a little bit better now. Like, let me go try. And that means that when I'm doing something that's really frustrating, like if you have played the game, Calderon, his second phase involves a bunch of fans, which I still don't completely understand, but I understand better now. It can be really frustrating. Like, these games, I don't necessarily love the hit my head up against a wall. I'm much more of a power level through it kind of player when it comes to Souls-like games. And I've noticed as I am finishing these boss battles, I'm maybe not paying attention as much to how the mechanics work, but the sense that the boss has been weakened has, like, rolled into how I play these games. Like, I'm doing the run backs quicker just to see how much it is weakened. And I think the like real masterclass here, which is why it's so interesting to me that this is an assist, is, like I said, I don't really know what it does. I don't have like a good understanding of how the boss has weakened mechanic is working, to the point where as I was kind of bashing my head up against that one boss earlier, Calderon, I started realizing that I haven't noticed if it has gotten easier, but I have noticed that, you know, I am not going into these battles dejected. And honestly, I think that if the game simply flashed the boss has been weakened instead of you are dead, I would probably just believe it, and I would just like go into that a little less sweaty, because it always felt like I was making progress towards something. And like, you know, maybe it is, like, it's hard to tell. I'm, you know, your little guy is still taking only 3 to 4 hits, so it doesn't matter, because you're just going to get your ass beat anyways if you're not kind of like perfect on timing or understand the boss patterns. But I just kind of found it fascinating that, you know, the thing that is the hallmark of the Souls genre, and or one of the hallmarks of it, is the like hit your head up against these bosses. It's really frustrating. You have to understand the mechanics, and then to have like the gut punch of trying to do all of that, failing, and then the game saying you are dead, you have failed, and then to see that in this game and turn it around to say, oh, like, yes, you have died, progress is still maintained, like, you are weakening the boss. Like, over time, whether you are truly doing that mechanically and the health is actually dropping down as you go, or your attacks are doing slightly more damage, you know, that stuff doesn't matter, because, at least philosophically, you are weakening this boss. Like, you are making progress forward. And I love that. There's a couple of things like that, the Nacre Pool, and even just like the little quality of life things, where as you're bouncing around the world, there are ways to, there are just little kiosks that you can go to that turns your losable currency into like orbs that retain after death. Like, there are so many of these little tiny quality of life things that don't need to be in this game. Like, I don't necessarily think that they are core to the design of the game, like the boss's weakened thing, or like the Nacre Pool. But like, it's so cool. Like, it's a really smart way of solving some of these core frustrations with someone, for someone like me who's kind of on the fence on these. Like, I'm already like, Metroid Dread and Blasphemous are the only two Metroidvania experiences that I've had like really high quality times with. Like, even Blasphemous 2 didn't do it for me. That's something I should probably go back and revisit at some point. And like, the core Metroid games haven't really worked for me. So I really want to find these games that I like. And even someone who is like really not into Hollow Knight, like, it really didn't work for me the first time I tried it. Like, tiptoeing my way from Blasphemous into Dread and now into Mio is this weird kind of ping pong way of trying to find my own taste and what I like about these games. And honestly, like, Mio is hitting a lot of that stuff. I wish the movement was faster. I don't necessarily love the attack, but like, it has a lot of the stuff that I love about it. And like, the respect for the player with the like constant feeling of hopeful progress in a game that is like pretty dour is so nice. Like, it's so nice to like do that instead of like, I mean, listen, I love the flavor in Blasphemous, but when you die, it says, you know, your guilt has increased or whatever. Like, that's crazy. Like, that's cool. Like, you suck at this game so much that you are guilty about it is fun and neat. But I just love how the hopeful tone of this game and like the chipper robots is kind of working its way into the actual mechanics of how the game work, because they didn't have to. It's a really neat thing. You should, if you forgot that Mio Memories in Orbit came out this year, go check it out. It's been a good time. I think it was recently on sale. I think I picked it up for like $20 or something. That's the price of one Silk Song, in case you forgot. And if maybe Silk Song wasn't working for you, like, go check this out. Also, now that I say that, copyright infringement, I guess. You should also go check out Cognitive Clips. Jordan put out a really cool video about the Mio Memories in Orbit, specifically talking about some of the Crest System stuff between Silksong. I think that might have been the first time I had, like, really looked at what this game looked like. And also, there's a really good edit in there of some sick music in there, because holy shit, the soundtrack in this game is so good. That also helps make the boss battles feel a little bit better, when every single one of the boss battle themes, when it hits its second phase, is like a fucking bop. But yeah, go check out that video. It's a good one. And then go check out Mio Memories in Orbit. Thanks for hanging out. Have a good rest of your Monday. Hopefully your Monday is beginning. Perhaps it is ending, which, you know, better for you. Have a good one. We'll talk to you later.